right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help a plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us at night, constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, his love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. It just his word is only begotten and died for our sins. Countless of things the Lord continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is forever. Amen. His mercy endures forever. And he always protects his people and keeps his promises. So there's always something to thank the Lord about, y'all. More praising, less complaining. Amen. If you're going through some little hard times, little bumps and bruises or what have you, the Lord will heal you. All right. Things take time. And, you know, you take it one day at a time. All right. So just stay grateful, appreciative all the way, and trust him. And he got you. Amen. The Most High is in control. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord and uplift each other in Christ. Let us always pray for each other, comfort each other, have that unity, harmony, peace, love, you know, true gathering, true fellowship, and interceding, praying for each other, all of that. You know, pray without ceasing. You know what I'm saying? Because brothers and sisters of faith all over the world, we are all going through our different stuff right now, and the Most High God is, all right? So we got to have that love and support for each other, amen? You are not alone in this journey. You're not alone in this battle. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High forevermore, man. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs and courageous people out there for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Any brand new converts, any people who just gave life to the Messiah, God bless you all. Anybody who just got baptized, God bless you. Most love to all of you out there, man. Brothers and sisters of the faith, we got to stay strong and hang in there, people, all right? We got to stay on this narrow path and just constantly thank the Lord, man. We got to love each other, you know what I mean? This world is getting more hateful and cruel and messed up, but we don't have to be that way, okay? We got to be the way the Messiah is and straight love on this side, amen? So always love over here, man. Love, peace, harmony, joy, gladness, all of that goodness, amen? Most definitely, y'all. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everything. Let everything that's breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Let us sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Play an instrument, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Rejoice, always rejoice. Count it all joy, cheer up. The joy of the Lord is your strength, everlasting joy, people. Express how you can. Express yourself to the Lord, crowd them, do what you got to do. Always serve him with gladness and joy, and worship in spirit and truth, y'all. Most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. So let us be alert, sober, vigilant. Let us be watchful. Let us stay prayed up. Let us keep doing Father's business. Let's keep doing it, y'all. Let's keep staying on this narrow path. Let's be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word. And let us keep our lamps and our oils, people. Keep the commandments. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep doing Father's will, Father's business. And you endure to the end, man, all right? You stay strong and you handle yours, amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams and visions and encounters and more communication. Let the Lord keep speaking to us. Let us keep listening, being obedient. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let's keep him first and keep doing his will, y'all. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our purpose, our calling, our situation, or what lies ahead for us, let's handle that, y'all. Let's honor that. Let's obey the Most High through it. let's handle our part, people, all right? The Most High, he's going to always go above and beyond for his children. He is always excellent, awesome, and all those great things. You know, that's just who he is. But we have to do our part, people, all right? We have to be more responsible. We have to be more accountable. We got to have better self-control, better discipline. And we got to be more excellent with our work, amen? So let's stop going through the motions and being robotic and sluggish. Let's be more vigilant, diligent. Let's be harder workers for the Most High, okay? Let's keep on doing this. This is a fight. This is a battle, all right? So keep fighting, people, amen? Handle your assignment. Handle your task, y'all. Praise the Most High. Hallelujah. So I hope that you all are doing all right and better health for you all, better outcomes and situations for you all. Prayers up, okay? Now, today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures, and we will go through this commentary, all right? And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So today's Bible reading will be the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, all right? All right, Ezra, chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Ezra comes to Jerusalem. After these things, during the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, son of Sariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Merioth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Uzi, the son of Bakai, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher, well-versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord, his God, was on him. Some of the Israelites, including priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple servants, also came up to Jerusalem in the seventh year of King Artaxerxes. Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month of the seventh year of the king. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had devoted himself to study and observe the law of the Lord and teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. Amen. That's today's Bible reading, all right? So it's kind of cool to figure out more about Ezra, you know. And Ezra was devoted to that law. He was firm in the commandments. Amen. We got to be that same way. We got to study the law, statutes, commandments. We got to keep that Torah. We got to apply it to our lives. Amen. We got to really live by the Torah, man. The word, the Most High's law, statutes, commandments, precepts, decrees. We have to keep those things daily, people, till the Messiah comes back. Amen. So it's cool to see Ezra, how he was a teacher and how he was able to do the work of God and walk in obedience. Amen. So we got to walk in that same manner as far as obedience, stick it to his word and teaching others. Amen. So that's today's Bible reading. What I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures. All right. That's attached to it. So the first recommended reading scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and with your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Amen. Stay with the commandments on us everywhere we go. Amen. Inside out, all over our lives. Hallelujah. So that's the first recommended reading scripture, all right? Now, the second recommended reading scripture is one of my favorite psalms in the whole entirety, Psalm 119. This is a very excellent psalm. I love the whole Bible is excellent and awesome, but David really went in about the laws, his commandments, and the Torahs and decrees and the statutes in Psalm 119, okay? So we're going to go through the whole Psalm 119, amen? So here we go. Aleph. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with their whole heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Beth. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Gamel, do good to your servant and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commandments. Remove me, scornful and contempt people. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Deleth, I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my ways and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commandments, for you have set my heart free. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, and I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commandments, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law. Forever and ever, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame, for I delight in your commandments because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. I meditate on your decrees. Zayin, remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will not hasten and not delay. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commandments. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commandments. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May my heart be blameless toward your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. Kaf. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All your commandments are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. Lamed. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commandments are boundless. Mem. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet, none. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Samek. I hate double-minded men, but I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. Away from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Uphold me, and I will be delivered. I will always have regard for your decrees. You reject all who stray from your decrees, for their deceitfulness is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your statutes. My flesh trembles in fear of you. I stand in awe of your laws. Ayin. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken because I love your commandments more than gold, more than pure gold. And because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. Pay. Your statutes are wonderful. Therefore, I obey them. The unfolding of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commandments. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. May your face shine upon your servant and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Tisadhe. Righteous are you, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested. and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commandments are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding that I may live. Kaf, kof, kapa. I call with all my heart, answer me, O Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long ago, I learned from your statutes that you established them to rest forever. Resh. Look upon my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion is great, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Sin and Shin. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commandments. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. Ta'u. May my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Yes, yes, y'all. That is Psalm 119. Very excellent read. Very beautiful. I love reading that one right there, you know. That right there. We got to apply that to our lives every day. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, people. That is Psalm 119. Very excellent read, okay? And the last recommended reading scripture I'd like to add is Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Amen. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a kind heart does cheer him up. Amen. Good words, people. Cheerful words. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to keep speaking cheerful, positive, uplifting words towards each other. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So that's Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 right there. Okay. Prayers up for anybody out there dealing with anxiety or overthinking or overwhelmed right now. Nothing but positive words and goodness and kind words to you. Amen. Most definitely, man. We've got to keep spreading kind words to each other because this world is getting more evil and worse and cruel, and we can't operate that way. All right. So we got to constantly keep it real with each other, but also uplift each other in the process as well. All right. So that is the recommended reading scriptures. Those are the recommended reading scriptures. Okay. Now we will get to the actual commentary itself. All right. The title of this commentary is It In You? My life stinks, Stan complained. I try to be a good believer, but God seems to have it in for me. Every time, everything I try to do right seems to blow up in my face. Jack's heart ached for his friend Jack. Jack knew Stan was going through some hard times, but his faith appeared light on substance and practice. Gently, Jack began to ask Stan some probing questions. How often do you read your Bible? He asked. Probably not as much as I should, Stan answered. But what does that have to do with my problems? I'll let you decide, Jack replied. As he opened his Bible to read Ezra chapter 7, verses 6 through 10, listen to the description of Ezra. He was well-versed and devoted to studying and doing the word of God. Jack continued, as a result, Ezra sensed God's hand on his life. He even gained the favor of the king. Why do you think Ezra impressed the king? I'm not sure, Stan responded. Are you saying that if I read my Bible every day, my life will be better? Not exactly, Jack explained. The key is devotion and observance. Or you might say that by knowing and doing God's word, we're better equipped to manage tough times. We make better decisions. Personally, I feel like God makes my attitude much more positive, both at work and at home, when I take the time to read the Bible. Jack told Stan about some of the hard situations he had faced over the years and pointed out verses in the Bible that had helped him. I try to read my Bible every day, explained Jack, especially when facing hard times. I've discovered that God guides me through those tough spots. It's like good food. Healthy foods don't provide any benefit if you just leave them on your plate and don't eat them. The same is true with the Bible. Owning a copy of the Bible doesn't do you any good unless you open it, read it, and put it into practice what God is telling you. The power of God's word only benefits you if it's in you, in your mind, and in your heart. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. How much time do you spend reading God's word each day? Where does that activity rank among other tasks you tackle every day? Will you feel confident using Bible verses to encourage another person? If not, how can you gain that confidence? What steps can you take to make sure you're getting the healthy benefits of knowing and doing God's word? Praise the Most High, people. Something to always reflect on, you know. Got to always cheer up somebody out there and make sure the word is in us as well. And we know, obviously, through Jeremiah chapter 31, through the New Covenant, the law is in our minds, in our inward parts, it's in our hearts, okay? So the New Covenant, the Torah is in your heart. The law, such commandments is in your heart as the New Covenant, okay? So we're embracing that daily. We pass it on to other people and let people know how excellent the Messiah is for dying for our sins and what have you, all right? So that is the commentary for today. All right. So what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Praise and praise and praise and people. Always remember what the Messiah said regarding the law of such commandments. Okay, we have to remember that the law of such commandments is part of the new covenant. The Messiah is the messenger of the new covenant. He's the mediator of the new covenant with better promises. And when you read Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 onward, you know, you got to remember the fulfillment of the law. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, he said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot, not one tittle will pass from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches us to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers and the Sadducees, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." And the scribes and teachers of the law. Okay, so we got to remember the points of keeping the commandments, all right, teaching it and walking in it. You know, the example we set for others matters as well. So keeping the commandments is important, you know. And we know that John said, "For we know that we love God by keeping his commandments, for they are not burdensome." Right. And the Messiah said, they asked the Messiah, "How do you obtain eternal life?" He said, "Keep the commandments." All right. And the Messiah said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." The Messiah said, "Whoever keeps my commandments, me and my Father have a place for him." All right. So that obedience is very important, people. All right. And also, when you read the book of Revelation, it discusses furthermore about how people will get beheaded for keeping the commandments and the testimony of the Messiah, keeping the faith in Jesus. Okay, so it's always important to stay obedient to the law, such commandments. We have to always read through that more often and constantly keep it in our hearts, all right? Constantly, even though it's in our hearts through the covenant, just still always do them, all right? Hallelujah. All right, so now let's give all praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, the true creator, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose 3 days later. His blood cleansed all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, all of that, y'all. He died for our sins and came back, and he is risen. Amen. He is at the right hand of Father right now, interceding for us. Hallelujah. So praise the Most High. Praise the Messiah, y'all. Most definitely. His son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. God is with us. Faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness. First and last, first begotten, first born from the dead, first born of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, son of David. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. The Lord is holiness, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my deliverer, my healer, my provider, the sustainer, sufficient one. He is our good fortress, our high tower, our refuge. Most definitely our shield, our buckler. He is amazing, y'all. Praise him. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehoshua, Ahayashai, Adonai. He is the consuming fire, Abba. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days, to rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all of your heart, and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Seek his face, people. You got to believe in him. Got to trust in him. Got to have that faith, y'all. Is it impossible to please him without faith? You got to have that mustard seed faith, people. Unshakable faith, y'all. Amazing faith, people. Excellent, great faith, people. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Your faith made you well. Your faith got you through. Your faith saved you. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Messiah said you're safe. Your faith saves you, people. Most definitely, y'all. Faith without works is dead. So keep the faith, y'all. Keep the alignment. Keep the obedience, the righteousness, all that, y'all. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, turnarounds, breakthroughs. Praise the Most High, people. Praise him, y'all. We know that the outstretched arm of God is going to be on our lives forever. We know that the hand of God is going to be on us forever. We know that the finger of God is going to be on our lives forever. We just know that we stay in the word of God, the power of God. A lot of great things will happen through those things all the time. We will always give God the glory for it. We know that for sure. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know for sure the Most High will keep looking out for us forever, because that's just how, that's just who he is. That's how he operates, and that's just how he's been from day one. Hallelujah. The Lord don't, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'd been doing that from day one. He didn't leave Noah behind. He didn't leave Lot behind. He didn't leave Job behind. He didn't leave Daniel behind. He don't leave us behind, people. He got us, y'all. Praise him. Hallelujah. He is no respecter of persons, y'all. He call on him, people. Call on him. Amen. Praise him, y'all. He got us, y'all. Praise the Most High. It look a little crazy right now for a lot of people, but watch how the Most High turn it around. Hallelujah. Watch how he just do it. The outstretched arm is amazing. Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. Most definitely, y'all, we touch and agree. We know that his word is pure, fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we just know for sure that his word is right. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. So that's that. You know what I'm saying? So people, just hang in there, okay? Stay strong, all right? Take it one day at a time, people, all right? And everything you're going through, you gotta always remember that the Messiah intercedes for us. He loves us in immeasurable ways. Hallelujah. And don't walk around so hard on yourself and, you know, so self-conscious and so much guilt and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he died for our sins. You know what I'm saying? So don't walk around with your head low like that, all right? You keep your eyes fixed on Messiah, y'all. In the midst of a thing in your situation, you got to always remind yourself how excellent he is and who he is and what he done went through for us. Hallelujah. For the whole world. And we know that every tongue shall confess who he is and that every knee shall bow down to his. We know that all authority from heaven and earth has been given to him. Hallelujah. We know that he is the name above all names. Amen. And he is the Lord Jesus Christ, y'all. So praise him, all right? Hallelujah. Never forget who he is, y'all. Always keep in mind who he is. Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the abiding son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Alpha Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one. Anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, armor of redemption, armor of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch of righteousness, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the Most High, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, days man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, firstfruit to them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publican and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God is with us, God with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers. Head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession. Most definitely, he's the high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mind, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable lamb of glory, honored son. Hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna, son of David, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God. Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the crucified, Jesus, the grace and the truth, Jesus, the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justifier of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercies, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashem, holy one, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites, to the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of the first fruits, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, Last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted up my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahayashiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Yehoshua Yahusha, Yahawashai, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path in the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, man of from heaven, marred one, marred one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured. One, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, amazing physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potent, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer, the holy one, redeemer, the lamb, redeemer, the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous, a very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, good Samaritan, good neighbor, help a Samaritan woman, good neighbor, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man. Secret of thy presence. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the name, authority, and power, name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new attitude, new joy, new gladness, new strength, renewed, renewal, renewal, transformation, transitions, new chapters, new seasons, new fresh starts, new beginnings, new life. Your old ways are done, the past is done with. Become a new creature in Christ, be born again of spirit and water. Let us humble ourselves and enter the kingdom of heaven like a child. Let us repent and get baptized. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. Let us turn from our ways and get on this narrow path and stay on it, y'all. Let us store our church, store up your church in heaven, people. Store up your church in heaven. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, and all the crowns of heaven. Pray that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Pray that you are in the paradise with God forever. Pray that when it's all said and done, Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. When he was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in prison, you checked on him. Prayers that everything, all the matches the Messiah and the Father promised you, that you obtained that. Prayers forevermore, people. Pray that you get the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, that you embrace that, y'all. Prayers that you are singing with the palm branches and the white robes on. Prayers that you are glorified with the Messiah forever. Prayers that you, that no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death. Prayers forever, y'all. Eternal life in 100-fold, people. Prayers the Most High forever, y'all. We have to endure, go through a whole lot of days prior to that, okay? So we got to hang in there, people, everybody, elders, middle-aged people, senior citizens, teenagers, young adults, young men, young women, boys, girls, everybody. We all going through it, all right? All nations, all tribes, all languages, all, everybody. We got to, you know, we got to, don't let nobody take your crown, all right? You keep the faith, you keep the commandments, you keep the testimony of the Messiah, you keep the testimony of Jesus, you keep the faith, y'all. Don't renounce the faith. Don't denounce the faith. Don't take the mark of the beast. Don't worship the image of the beast. Don't fall for the deception. Don't fall for the false doctrines or the false prophets, anything like that. Y'all stay to the true word of the Most High. Do not conform. Do not compromise. Be firm forever, people. Amen. You stay rooted and firm in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. The Messiah is coming quickly. And he has come back to reward those according to their deeds, y'all. So make sure the Messiah rewards you. And you make sure you know what I'm saying? You do your thing, man. You do what the word tells us. You, all the things the Messiah told us to do, we do that, all right? So let's make sure we get good rewards, man, for our good works that we've done for the Most High throughout our lifetime, all right? So we got to get busy with the spreading his word, giving the gospel, the Great Commission, all these things, hallelujah, making disciples of all nations, hallelujah, praise the Most High, y'all. So let's keep walking in the word of God and the power of God forevermore and keep helping people, teaching people along the journey, y'all, hallelujah, praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Get through, the Most High got you through all your trials, tribulations, your hardships, your challenges, whatever you're facing, the Lord got you, people. Praise him forever. When unexpected things happen, the Lord, he just be looking out even through that. Hallelujah. Because that's just who he is, y'all. Got to always give him the glory. Forget you through those hard times. Hallelujah. Praise him. If anybody that's going through a challenging transition right now, comfort, peace for you. And take it one day at a time, people. He is very excellent. He is our true hope, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, the servant, servant of rulers, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of Truth, Son over His house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, still of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone of builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, Son of Righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, excellent, awesome, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, the thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trap of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true breath from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, veil to a new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Most High God forevermore, y'all. He is with us, people. Stay encouraged, y'all. He is our true hope through all this madness on earth. He continues to keep looking out for us, man, because he keeps his promises. He protects his people, y'all. Just prayers up for everybody out there in these situations, man. You know, a lot of people right now just, they feel so overwhelmed, so heavy, they can't even describe what they're going through, you know. And it's all prayers and comfort and love on this side, man, and you're not alone, all right? We are all getting tested. We are all going refined out here. We're going through real purification, man. We becoming set apart again. We becoming more away from this world and getting closer to him because the time is nigh. And it's, hey, man, it's a lot going on, man, and all over the world, all four corners of the earth, you know, all peoples, all nations, everybody. So prayers up to the 12 tribes of Israel, Israelite brothers and sisters all over the world. Stay strong and encouraged, man. You know, keep reading Hebrews 11. To keep reminding yourselves of the things we have to keep enduring for the faith, okay? And for everybody, you know, much love to the churches out there, the ministries or any churches, man, any small churches or, you know, all the churches out there, man, you know, keep spreading the pure doctrines, man. Keep it holy, man. Keep it on point with the sound doctrines, churches, all right? Keep it holy. And much love to the martyrs out there, all the people that's getting locked up or going to jail for this gospel or out there gunned, imprisoned, or getting harassed, or getting fired over a Bible verse, or whatever, getting fired from their job, or their school, their career, over to God, or the Bible. Prayers for you, to brave, courageous people out there. Much love to the Great Tribulation Saints. Much love to all the engrafted Gentiles everywhere, man, of all nations, tribes, peoples, languages, tongues, all over, man. Any brand new people who just gave their life to Christ, who just opened a Bible, who just got baptized, God bless you all. Love you all so much, people. Let us keep turning from our ways. Let us keep turning from bad habits. any secret sins, any addictions, any negative routines. Let's flee from it. Okay, let's repent for it. Let's cry out to God about it. Let's get that help. The Lord is our help. Okay, the Lord gonna provide that help and comfort through everything. Okay, God sees everything. So let's always be real with Him and cry out to Him about it. Hallelujah. So there you have it. All right, y'all stay strong out there. Okay, people. Now what I'll love to do as I close out this message is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. All right. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put My name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Barakathah. Peace. All right, so there you have it. Selah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.